WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Saturday, Sunday, TMA turns solid gold. It's a holiday blast. Then Monday, hear all the hits from 67.
It's going to be an interesting weekend, friends, not only on the radio, but where I am. I'll tell you that right now. 6 before 5, 11 o'clock. 6 before 11. That lemonade is getting to me. It's a good thing Sled don't raid this place, I tell you.
Get your answer in today on a postcard to Golden Backward Song, WTMA, Charleston. On the mighty TMA, here's another record that's out of this world.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
John Quincy here with Richard, Richard Todd, along with Jim Diamond and Terry Allen, a couple of WTMA good guys, mighty TMA good guys from the 1960s. And we welcome your calls this morning with your WTMA memories. We've got Dennis on the line right now. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis.
What do you think about WTMA back in the good old days?
You know, it's amazing because it brings back such memories, and I was so excited. I've been anticipating the show for some time now. And I was thinking back to, I don't know, sometime around 67, I guess it was, when you guys were running an on-air promo. And I believe, if I remember the name correctly, the DJ at the time that I made my phone call was Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. Yeah, I remember Charlie.
And it was a baseball promo, and you got to call in and pick what the TMA DJ was going to hit at this particular time. And I remember calling, and at this time it was the old rotary phones, which I'm glad I'm talking to somebody who remembers what a rotary phone is. So it wasn't easy to call in and get in, and I can remember dialing and dialing and finally getting through.
Speed dialing didn't exist back then.
No, absolutely not. Call waiting, none of that good stuff, right? And I can remember my father saying, since it took you so long to dial through and to get
in. You got through, God loved you.
Yeah, go through and go all the way. So I said, okay, I believe they're going to hit a home run, which they actually did, and I was excited to win $4.
Wow. $4 back then, you could make a payment on your car.
Yeah, it was great. I thought I had all the money in the world. And all my friends, of course, were listening to TMA and heard me at that time. And
where were you living then?
We were living in North Charleston off Dorchester Road.
Okay.
And just one of those memories that I've carried all these years. And
did you keep the $4 or did you spend it?
No, I'm sure that $4 went very quickly.
He invested it, and now he owns half of Mount Pleasant today.
Yeah, well, at that time, there was a 7-Eleven that was newly built around the corner, and our big thing was to go over there and get Icy's. I'm sure I bought all my Icy's, and that went away in a hurry. But
I wanted to say that
one of my prized records in my 45 collection, which also you guys will know about, is the Mighty TMA bumper music, or whatever you called it at that point in time. And the flip side is Charleston, my hometown. So
You got a collector's item.
It's on an orange label with a tiger.
Exactly.
You know, I think we're going to play that here in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact.
They used to play that on the jukebox down at Labraska's, down on right across. You remember that?
Nice Italian song.
That's right. Making you an honorary TMA good guy for the day, Dennis.
Well, thank you.
And I'm going to make you a member of the Jim Diamond Beatles Club also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great.
I don't have any cards, but we'll have to fake it.
There are probably some Beatle wigs out there still.
I think
you gave away Beatle wigs on the show.
I think mine's all moldy by now. Either that or it's turned gray. It's still alive.
You mean that's not what you're wearing?
No, that's real mold.
Oh, okay.
Dennis, who was your favorite WTMA DJ before you leave?
Who was your favorite?
Who was your favorite DJ?
Put you on the spot.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you remember?
No, I don't.
You don't remember. Okay.
All right.
No.
Thanks for calling.
Dennis, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks for all the memories.
Have a good one.
TMA, as a matter of fact. Yeah, let's go ahead and hear just a little bit. Well, let's hear the whole thing of the WTMA Sound of Success song on that orange label. Madeline's got the turntable in the other room cranked up. Hopefully it won't skip.
I hope the needle's nice and sharp.
I hope so, too.
Sammy Sonifox is coming up.
You want to talk it up, Terry?
Oh, yeah. Mighty TMA, Charleston. We are number one.
Tiger Radio.
They used to play this before the news, didn't they?
You know how they did that?
Yeah.
They took a microphone and put it next to the guy's throat and brought the music into his mouth, and he would mouth the words, and it picked up that sound.
They call that a sonobox.
Sonobox.
Yeah.
And years before that, they did just the opposite. They took a little speaker and put it next to the throat and coming out of the mouth. That didn't work. They did it the other way around.
Yeah. Technology. What a concept. Here we go one more time. You love that, Terry, don't you?
I love it. That's my song.
For some reason or another, I smell cigarettes and floor wax. I'm at the Doxbury Theater again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stand by for news. Coming up next here on the Mighty TMA, your good guy, John Quincy, along with Terry Allen and Jim Diamond.
Yabba dabba doo. With AM and FM.
Oh, yeah. Mighty TMA. WTMA. The time at the tone will be 9 o'clock.
There's more of the Morning Buzz coming up on News Talk 1250. WTMA.